tomorrow's news today.
All right, August 2nd, let's go, 2026. Reeling it in here. The Alex Jones Show on Sunday. I am your embattled host, Rex Jones, on the network. Want to remind you, repost, reshare, tell people that you're watching the show. They need to know what you know right now about the world, thanks to our broadcast and others like what we do here. And I do want to give myself a personal shout out. If you're here watching because you want to see Gray Area, I'm not doing it tonight. I'm here on the network, going to be doing these 2 hours. I'm going to be taking your calls in the second hour. I want to ask you guys some more questions about Charlie Kirk, but really some more questions about our country and domestic policy. You know, since getting back into all of this a year ago, I've been focused on foreign policy because the news has been so dramatic. That's why I got back in 2024. That's why I started supporting Trump again. That was my whole thing, was the idea of the insanity of the Ukraine war and spending $300 billion on that instead of spending that domestically at home to take care of our people. And one of the reasons why I've had a hard time kind of like trying to find a new political homeland or like a new political camp, and this is why ultimately now that I'm post-duopoly, I kind of disavow that. Something I've been looking for with people is a realization that as Americans, if we're going to live in the greatest country in the world and we're going to have that claim, we don't take care of our people here. And you can say, well, I don't want to pay for someone else's health care. Well, I don't want to pay for someone else's child care. Well, whatever. Ultimately, we're all paying for it collectively together because we're taxed, right? We're taxed in a system that doesn't work. And ultimately, if they're going to steal from you and then not even spend your money, but then spend money that they're borrowing and then to protect themselves from the debt they take your cash every year, it just doesn't work. I think it's like $4.8 trillion a year in tax revenue, something like that around there. And I think it's like $6.7 trillion in spending that they do, and they spend more every single year. So the idea that, oh no, we can't spend if we're going to build Trump's wall, this is what they said in the first term in 2016, it'll bankrupt the economy. We absolutely can't have it, but then we can have like another $1 trillion of war. And I think really pointing out, like I said, I got back into this to really try to stop the Ukraine war, and that didn't work because Trump lied about everything there. But when you look at the Iran conflict, like, we'll use conservative estimates because I don't want people to quibble with me or whatever. Fun word for today. Quibble is the word of the day. Let's just say it's $100 billion. All right. It's way more than that. It's at least double that. But for the sake of argument, let's just say it's $100 billion, not taking into account bases, not taking into account missiles, not taking into account aircraft that we've lost, over 43 aircraft, by the way, just leaving all that at the door and leaving the soldiers' lives at the door. This is not sustainable when they could cut a tax credit to you and give you like $6,000 a year, however much it would be, to give you like essentially free childcare with $140 billion. And then, oh no, you're a socialist if you support any kind of policy like that. And you're a leftist liberal. Oh, you hate the data centers? What are you, a liberal? I don't subscribe to that. How about America first means taking care of our people first, and we deserve life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, and this often gets forgotten about, domestic tranquility. Does your domestic situation, does it feel tranquil right now? Do you have, I don't know, maybe Haitian migrants? Do you have maybe, you know, mass illegal immigration that took place over the Biden administration? No mass deportations. Do you maybe have, I don't know, some rumblings in your community of possible, you know, national security threats, people that have come over here from overseas and countries that we've attacked, stuff like that? Like, do you feel like you're in control? This is the real question we're going to be asking today, and we're going to get into that and so much more here on the network. Here's the thing. I love you guys. I'll see you after this break.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bigley has launched an online pharmacy, 1776rx.health. It's one product we're launching with my decision, and that is ivermectin with benzidol, both powerful really good anti-parasitics. It doesn't just get the big worms and all the crap that's out there. It's amoebas, it's microplasms. It is so important. These two together, I mean, ivermectin is a Nobel Prize winning for this, but minbenzidol is the big one. And folks, it isn't just parasites. Just search minbenzidol studies. Just put that into a search engine and you'll see congressional hearings. You'll see top scientists. You'll see all the studies on what else it does that they don't want you to know about. It's dramatic. So, and you won't know if you had any type of parasitical deal or whatever until you've done this. And a lot of people went there yesterday. A lot of people got it. Very smart move. 1776rx.health.
You are listening to an AJN Live Frontline Report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Well, the situation we're trapped in the Middle East right now is literally called the escalation trap. And I highly suggest you guys check out some of the unks, some of the old heads that have been predicting this since before day one. Robert Pape has been analyzing, tracking, running simulations on all of this. Literally, the final lesson that this guy has taught at college, at school for a very long time, for a period of years, has been, oh, what would a simulated, you know, attack on Iran look like? So the stuff that we've predicted for you here on the network today is not, or even not today, like just the history of us covering this Iran war and being against it, this whole conflict, is not some crackpot theory that we have about how this could potentially be bad. This is what all the experts have said, again, since before day one. You can go to college professors like Pape. You can go to analysts like Larry Johnson. You can go to literally everybody who commentates and talks about this in the online geopolitical space. This is not rocket science. Look at this. Trump's pattern of strategic defeat is only leading to more escalation, a world economic crisis, and more gains for Iran. This is the thing. The longer it lasts, the more concessions they're able to extract out of us. And the situation that Trump is in, it's very tough. He doesn't have the ability to extract concessions from the Iranians, but at the same time, he doesn't have the ability to extricate himself from the conflict, because if he does, Israel remains under threat because they're violating what Iran wants them to do by not invading Lebanon and not killing the rest of the Palestinians, right? This is why you have to understand, and we're going to get to it with this guy who says that Jewish life is worth a million Goy lives, or I guess whatever, Yehuda Shimon, Israeli lawyer, really harrowing footage. You have to understand, this is all an ethno-supremacist war. And it's not our ethnicity. It's not white people. It's not black people. It's not Mexicans. That's not the problem. Like, what's the quote from The Hobbit? There's no need for war between dwarves, elves, and men. A legion of orcs marches upon the mountain. Like, this is a real problem. We're fighting and dying in a war, an ethno-supremacist religious war, for people thousands of miles away that we're not related to and could care less about, that have no relation to the foundation or history of our new republic slash empire here, the last 250 years of the United States. It's a ludicrous idea to think that you have to go fight and die or serve a state like this. And it's a ludicrous idea that any political candidate would come to you hat in hand and tell you you just have to be good and support them a little bit harder, and we're going to be able to get all this done. We're never going to be able to get any of it done. And this leads to really the grand question. I got clips from Rubio. Like I said, I got a clip from that guy. I got more things that I want to play. But are we ever able to actually leave? Like, this is why I've predicted ground invasion, additional strikes, troops moving in, whatever you want to call it, whether we pay rebels or do it ourselves. There's not really much we can do. We can't leave. Like, our entire Congress, they go over there like a middle school field trip, like every 3 months. Like, literally, like in Texas, you have to take Texas history, which means in like seventh or eighth grade, whatever it is, you get on a bus, your parents sign a release, and you go to the Alamo and you learn about Davy Crockett and Colonel Travis and like what happened there, right? You go to like Ripley's Believe It or Not After or whatever, right? Like, that's a very normal Texas experience. If you went to middle school or high school here, or not high school, if you went to middle school here, I think it's like seventh grade where you do that. We don't do that for Israel. We're not learning about the Third Temple. God help us. Maybe we will one day soon if these neocons get their way and they're able to enforce their theology, their religion. Because make no mistake, Christian Zionism is a unique religion that tells us that we do have to fight and die over there. I think the vast majority of Americans reject that. I think Trump himself, from a pragmatist position, I think he knows deep down in his heart that he can't win, but he also knows that he can't leave. So I want to go ahead and play clip number 5 from Marco Rubio. Little Marco.
Under President Trump, the United States will stand with the Jewish people. We have implemented a vigorous new visa policy that will prevent foreign nationals from coming to the United States to foment hatred against our Jewish community. We are holding international organizations and nations accountable for rhetoric against Israel that resurfaces in the manifesto of...
So it's a really bad, dangerous thing for these people to tie the Jewish identity to the identity of Israel. This is why I say, like, Netanyahu is the greatest anti-Semite. Really, all of Israel is the greatest, like, modern anti-Semite to ever exist, because tying that identity, needing that identity for the validity, is going to get a lot of people persecuted and, like, ultimately killed, like, across the world for years to come with terrorist attacks and other things that are going to be generated from a result of this. And then that'll only be further enforcement for the reality of, oh, we have to have our state. We have to do our genocide. We have to have greater Israel, because look at all the things that have happened to us. And, like, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy where you make everyone hate you, and then the only place that's safe is, like, the home base of the people that were responsible for that in the first place. Pretty bizarre. Keep playing it.
It's killer. But we do see an eventual light at the end of this long tunnel of suffering. One can imagine a Middle East in which the Abraham Accords eventually reign. So thank you for the opportunity to address you.
So what the Abraham Accords really represent is Israel as the ascendant regional power in Middle East, West Asia, Levant, whatever you want to call it. That is not going to be the reality. That's not going to be the reality because, as I mentioned before, this is literally all about the Palestinians, right? The Iranians are not going to stop fighting until the Palestinians and the Lebanese are free. And what that means is they might stop throwing missiles at Bahrain, Saudi Arabia, America, or Israel-linked sites in Iraq or whatever. They're never going to stop funding the proxy groups. They're never going to stop funding Hamas. They're never going to stop funding Hezbollah, because Israel has never stopped funding ISIS and Al-Qaeda, and so have we with the CIA. So it's literally, it's the Trump quote, and I say it basically every show, and it's true, and you need to hear it if you disagree with me and you think that we're some grand moral army of the Republic, which we're not. Spoiler alert, we're stormtroopers, baby. Like, that's the reality. Empire. Like, Emperor Palpatine and stuff. Like, it's a cartoon. It's a cartoon out there, and to the people that lend it validity and say that it's normal, it's not. And you're waking up to that reality right now. I hope you are if you're listening to this broadcast, because we have been proven right over and over and over again when it comes to everything we've said about this starting and ultimately escalating. And, you know, they're saying Trump is pulling a Taco. They're saying that he's not going to do the grand attack. I've seen all the talking heads, the top ones, talk about it both today and yesterday. The anticipation on Friday was that there was going to be a massive round of strikes. It doesn't look like we're getting that. And I don't think we're getting that for a reason. I think we're not getting that, the lack of strikes, because Trump is having to make a major decision. Does he either stage a ground invasion and use that air capability to get people on Karg Island, Keshem Island, Bandar Abbas? Or does he try to do MOU 2.0? Does he try to pull out? Does he try to restage? As he said way more than 4 weeks ago, crew, can we look up when the G7 conference was? Nate, can we get the clip from the G7 conference where he said that we're about to run out of oil in 4 weeks? It shouldn't be that hard to find. But over a month ago, he said we'd be out of oil at this point. And, you know, it's cool that when we wake up every day, things haven't melted down and you can still go to the gas station and you can still do this stuff. Through the June 15th through the 17th, is that what you said? Yeah, exactly. So that's a very, very long time ago. Keep in mind, the crisis around fuel, what I was saying, it's not just about whether you can go to the pump or not. It's also about, or really mainly about, the diesel versus aviation fuel trade-off. They could, exactly. Trump says oil reserves would run out in 4 weeks without Iran deal, risking bedlam, right? I like his descriptions. Herbert Hoover, bedlam. But keep in mind, this is just a little excursion. It's a detour. Had to take a little detour. So you see how their position is illogical? You see how they can't hold both of those beliefs? That's how you can tell from the start that the war is a fugazi. The war is a total scam. Now, let's check on our military. And I can't believe that this is real. I guess it is real. Let's go ahead and play clip number 6.
We will treat you as we do our soldiers, with firmness, fairness, dignity, and compassion. Physical or verbal abuse by any Marine or recruit will not be tolerated. If anyone should abuse or mistreat you, I expect you to report such incident immediately to me or one of my fellow instructors. Furthermore, if you feel I have mistreated you, I expect you to report such incident to your series commander. My fellow instructors and I will be with you every day, everywhere that you go. I have told you what my fellow instructors and I will do. From you, we demand the following. You will give 100% of yourself at all times. Obey our orders quickly.
All right. So the Iranians have little kids where their parents will wrap armbands and headbands around them that are like keys to heaven, messages to Allah, and then they walk through minefields. We have like lesbian Marine drill instructor on HRT. Who's going to win this? Who's already won this? Right? My dad played the clip of the Iranian like MMA instructor just like beating the crap out of that kid. And he's like, well, he's doing it to check and see if he's tough or not. And then that's how you find out how and who people are. Ultimately, like we have a totally, at this point, we have a complete volunteer military. They want to change that. They want to mass recruit people. They don't just want to recruit men. They want to recruit women as well. This is a part of the big protocol. This is what they're doing in the EU already to everyone that says it's insane. We do what our allies do at wartime, right? We do war crime genocide with Israel. We do forced conscription and drafting women just like Ukraine and Europe do, right? Keep in mind, Ursula von der Leyen, unelected head of the EU Commission, this woman was also German defense minister, and she mandated that all tanks be made to spec for pregnant women. Now, if we're sending pregnant women to war, you know, we've really already lost now, haven't we? And to people out in the audience, and maybe there's a few, and I consider myself to be a feminist, you know, but like to the people out there that are feminists and want to say, oh, well, you're being bigoted against women. You're an evil bigot against women. You want women to go die. You want women that are carrying the next generation of young men and women into the country to be murdered at war because it's liberal, because they should be able to die if they want to. That's the argument. Oh, well, I guess it's fine if the pregnant woman goes to war because, you know, her fetus, even though she's in the second trimester, it's not really alive. Who cares if she gets blown up by a mortar or a 50 cal, shoots through the tank and blows out her eyes? Like, what is wrong with you? Like, seriously, what is wrong with people that believe that? It's the same type of thing where you have the women welcoming the people coming off the boats in Morocco. And you're just like, oh, okay. Well, like, I understand now. I understand Rome falling. I understand the Middle Ages. I understand the rise and fall of empire. This happens every single time. And I'm going to get into it next segment, just talking about pit bulls and John Bernthal, the guy who played the Punisher, who says fear of pit bulls is quote unquote dog racism. Acknowledging reality. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with acknowledging reality, and there's nothing hateful about it. What's actually hateful is putting yourself or someone else that you love, or just every other human who you should love as well, because they're all created by God, putting them in a dangerous situation just because you think you can, it's nicer to do it. It's just like, hey, yeah, you can drink yourself to death. If you keep drinking, your liver will grow wings and you will be able to fly the moon. And then you're taking advantage of somebody that doesn't understand that's not true. You know, that's writ large across the West. It really is. Look at this. Breaking. Israeli Jews are stealing land in Morocco. Moroccan Jews with Israeli citizenship requested the royal gendarme to implement a decision to demolish what they describe as illegal buildings with the aim of returning land. So they take land in Cyprus, take land in Argentina, take land in Thailand. And when they do colonization, it's fine. It's liberal and loving when they do colonization. And when they get other people to come to other countries, like the mass migration waves, that's also liberal and loving. You're not allowed to ever have any homeland for yourself, though. Isn't that interesting? We're the bad people, and then everyone around the world wants to come here and tell us how terrible we are. We're not doing it anymore. And like I say this ad nauseum over and over and over again. I am incredibly anti-war, pro-peace, pro-humanity. I'm America first, above everything but God, right? And this country matters to me, and we can't have good domestic policy. Andrew Wilson said domestic policy is more important than foreign policy. You can't have domestic policy without a foreign policy. Like, imagine if the foreign policy of our country, and it literally is this, is to degrade our nation, take us to war, and ultimately make us like war slaves. Well, like that's literally what we've had for the past 30 years in this country. And as a result of that, we've gone into debt. There have been multiple boom bust cycles. Americans are demoralized. Americans are distracted because they have to distract you from all the wars they do all the time. They have to break your brain into congruency. They have to get it done with the psyops. They're very effective, by the way. The psyops are extremely effective on basically everybody to the degree, and it's my dad's classic quote, we don't even realize hell itself is rising up against us. It's literally hell on earth. Look at this guy. Look at this guy. Israeli lawyer Yehuda Shimon, and we're about to go to this clip, has gone viral for calling for the complete extermination of the Palestinian people. Sieg Heil, if you want! Because he views one Jewish life as equivalent to 1 million Palestinian lives. He has said God has chosen them, what a psycho, and that the Bible authorizes all of the land as belonging to them. The reporter says, that sounds racist. You're a chosen people. How could you be racist? He's like, yes, I know. Heil, if you want to sing Heil! So go ahead and play the clip. That's going to be, I'll read a quote really quick. It's going to be number, the clip of the crazed Israeli is clip number 8, but I'll read this really quick. One Jewish life is worth 10 million. God chose us. You are just jealous. Jealous of the tax dollars you get, little bro. I think that's what people are jealous of. We are the chosen people, and that is why we have the right to defend ourselves and our land. Well, we're the chosen people. Like, screw you. Here, go ahead and play it.
To kill all the people in Tel and Sarah.
We killed them
even
all.
Even Jit and Farata. Why? Because we don't want it to happen again.
It sounds like you're saying one Jewish life. Mm-hmm. Is worth hundreds or thousands of Palestinian lives.
Not million. One Jewish life.
Fine.
It's 10 million, okay?
Pause it.
That just sounds racist.
All right, and we're gonna go back to it, so rewind, kind of pause it at a bad moment there.
Why does he sound like he's going to make a taco and a burrito? My name is AOC, and the white people are growing the cauliflower when they should be growing agave and avocado.
Like, what is up with this fake desert accent? All these people are Polish. All these people, I guess it's what, that's what I guess the Hebrew accent sounds. I don't buy it. I don't believe, just play that from the beginning. We're going to react to this again. I want to get this all done correctly for the clip. It's very important that people see this. This guy is a complete monster. This guy justifies genocide. This guy, it's not even that he justifies it. He doesn't care. He doesn't care. He just says, yeah, we'll kill a million of them for one of ours. Ben-Gavir said, burn all of Lebanon. Play it.
To kill all the people in Tel and Sarah, even Jit and Farata. Why? Because we don't want it to happen again.
It sounds like you're saying one Jewish life mm-hmm. is worth hundreds or thousands of Palestinian lives.
Not million. One Jewish life, it's 10 million, okay?
That Whoa. Just sounds racist.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, I don't want to hear it anymore from these people. I really don't want to hear it. I want to hear about how we're bad, how we have to take more migrants. These people have never taken a migrant. Like, maybe they take a secondary class in to oppress. I know they do have Arabs that live in Israel. But it's quite a sick idea that, you know, the same groups that probably send and fund and give this guy and other settlers money, I'm not sure if he's a settler or not, but the same groups that do that are the same groups that pay for abortion, mass murder, and gun control in my country. It's pretty wild, right? That guy's a total pig. Do we have more of him? Do we have more of the pig? Is that all we had? Yeah, keep playing it.
Yes, I know. I know, but this is the truth. Because God chose us. Because of this, you are jealous. The Bible is the authorizing that this land, it's belong to us. okay?
Israel occupied it militarily.
Yes,
and after, under international law, that means that no civilian settlements can be built here.
Yes, but the God not write in the Bible the international law.
So you're a lawyer.
Yeah.
And you're saying the only law that really counts for you is the Bible.
Yeah, of course.
That's nice. And they can interpret that however they want. They can also tie the Talmudic tradition to it and try to say, oh, well, this says that, so we're granted that. The reality is, if you think that the state of Israel from 3,000 years ago is the same as the modern state of Israel, which is younger than some of my grandparents, I have a living grandfather that's older than the state of Israel. If you think that's the same place as in the Bible, I got a bridge to sell you. And like, it's the same bridge that's been sold to every congressperson, every senator, and every president in our country, really since Kennedy and probably even before. And like, since the inception, even before the inception, you have Theodore Herzl, you have James Schofield and the Schofield Bible and the origin of all this stuff. It's a very detailed psyop. And I know I talk to the audience a lot, and I talk to the older audience a lot, to the people out there that are boomer, like, search your feelings. You know this to be true. You know I'm not lying to you. Like you, this originated from your generation specifically. And I want to do a documentary on this. I want to examine the exact cause, because throw King Piglet up there really quick. We can have crazy Yehuda Shimon, and we can have his insane genocidal warmongering theories and belief that the Bible promises him blood and all of this. We can have all of that. But the reality is, it's the American Zionists, it's the American Christian Zionists that support people like this and don't realize that this is the opposite of everything your faith stands for. Man is created in the image of God. This guy is not given any special ability to govern that land. He is the same as everybody else. He's trying to claim a position that Jesus Christ has as Abraham's seed, which we are all Abraham's seed through Jesus Christ. That's what that verse in Genesis means. Yeah, give him a little yarmulke. There we go. Just a little tiny hat there. And that's a little art submission for today. But again, it's not this guy. This guy is not the reason. It's the people domestically here at home that have been brainwashed into supporting this guy. And you have to ask yourself, as an American citizen, do you care enough about your friends, family, and loved ones to have that real conversation with them, to have that painful conversation, and to be smart and to be well-researched and to be ready to be able to point out the genocide to somebody and say, hey, like, you're a Bible-believing Christian, you're affirming your faith, but this theology is just not right, man. You've been lied to. And we all have a confirmation bias. It's going to be hard for those people to get over the facts, but if they're a good person, and I know, sadly, like most of the people that have been co-opted into this, right, not sadly, it's a good thing, they're good people. If you present to them the evidence and you play a clip like this, where he says, yeah, you know, one of us is worth 10 million of them, that's not in your Bible, man. That Jesus didn't say that. Jesus didn't believe in that. Jesus washed people's feet. Jesus took care of prostitutes and tried to lead them to faith and did lead them to faith ultimately. Jesus created saints, and we can all be saints. That's the reality. So it's time to realize that people like this don't believe in the same things that you and I believe in. And ultimately, they're out to destroy our nation, because through the fires of our nation burning down, like an evil phoenix, they can rise. The Greater Israel Project is a reality. I'll see you right after these messages. Do you want to try some?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. We'll send you some methylene blue. And if you guys want to get it too, you can get it from thealexjonesstore.com. I invented two proprietary products. Gavin, I'm a business owner, supplement formulator, power plant, and methyl drive. You guys got to get them right now. Magnesium, CoQ10, PQQ, Rhodiola Roja, Golden Root. It's got the cordyceps, the zinc, the selenium. It's got the boron as well. Raise your free testosterone. Raise your ability to get through hard days and hard tasks. And ultimately raise the potential of the methylene blue that you're probably already taking if you're watching this network. We have that available for you. It's a really good deal, really good price. People just kind of across the internet have told me they've started taking it and they've been able to get to the gym again. They've been able to get through hard days at work again. Specifically, that power plant formula, If you're looking for something like Supermeal Vitality from back in the day, I basically invented a better version of that. That's called Power Plant. It's available solo or also in the Power Drive bundle at thealexjonesstore.com. Look up what proper magnesium does for your body. Look up what proper methylated vitamin B12 does for your body. All of that and more is in Power Plant and Methyl Drive, and you can get them all three together on the Power Drive bundle, along with the other phenomenal products. We have the turmeric. We've got the MK Ultra, which is a phenomenal multivitamin, also nootropic as well. Ultimate Burn. If you really, you're trying to lose a little bit of weight, here's the thing. I've been doing a good job. I'm almost down to like 205 now. If you want to join me on a weight loss journey, you can get yourself some Ultimate Burn. And all the other products we have, like Methylene Red specifically, are also great for that. Methylene Red also has that CoQ10. Get the turmeric, get the blue, get the gummies, get the colostrum. My grandma is not capping on jaw for real. It really helped her with her hair if you want it. You've got the T3 trifecta iodine, absolute staple of the old network. We've got the Ultimate Sea Moss, Ultimate Turmeric, the Bovine Beef Tallow. It's got the methylene blue inside the tallow. Incredible antioxidant, methylene blue. I already went over it, tried to with Gavin a little bit. We've got the zeolite, incredible for heavy metal support, dechelation, stuff like that. The Shilajit complex, we've even got smelling salts. Ultimate Life Force, which is absolutely incredible. It's got the natokinase in there. It's got things, theoretically to, you know, attenuate certain anecdotal things with the spike protein. Not making a health claim there. Talk to your doctor. It's just a top rated formula for a reason. The Ultimate CMOS gummies in another form. The creatine, the ultimate power. We've got tons of sales on the different forms and flavors of the Ultimate Power pre-workout. We've got the NAD. We've got the Methyl Drive. We've got the MK Ultra. We've got Optimal Human. I got drink mixes for you. I got powders. I got energy gum. This is what you need. We have an electrolyte powder. It is so important in the summer months to get proper electrolyte support. And if you look at a lot of these blends on the grocery store shelf, they are pure garbage. Get yourself some Optimal Human. Get yourself some beef tallow. Get yourself some Atomic Defense. All of that and more is available at thealexjonesstore.com. I did not even mention the water filtration, shower filtration that we have, the Patriot apparel that we have, the collectible coins, memorabilia that we have. Literally everything that you could ever want theoretically or practically to support this operation, you can get at thealexjonesstore.com. This is what makes us different. Other people do a show so they can sell a product. We sell the best products in the world so that we can do the best show in the world. That's what makes this operation completely different, completely viewer, listener, supported, funded, owned by you at home when you decide, when you choose to make the decision to support us and get the phenomenal products at thealexjonesstore.com. I'm telling you again, the Power Drive Bundle, Methyl Drive, Power Plant, Methylene Blue, that is like the trifecta.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
The Patriots' choice and globalists' dread. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show.
Yeah, here we go.
Taco and bonito.
Welcome to the Trump Taco segment. I want to go over this as well as some clips of our favorite resident neocon and imp slash demon from hell, Mark Levin, who, you know, we haven't visited in quite some time. You know, he's got a smaller American flag pin. Don't start playing it. Just go ahead and throw it up so people can see. He's got a smaller American flag pin. And now, instead of the giant woman's brooch slash shield against Medusa, whatever he had before, I guess, to protect himself from Netanyahu, his vampire lord, he has the elephant. Because keep in mind, I always say, you're not a donkey, you're not an elephant, you're a human being. I coined that, that's my phrase. He is an elephant. You know, he's the elephant in the room. He's the reason why the war happened. He's an element of it, he's representative of it, like the mouth of Sauron, of course. But it's neocons like Mark Levin, like now dead, shout out hashtag PacWatch, Lindsey Graham, and not dead, still alive, Ted Cruz, of course, Ted Cruz missile, as we like to refer to him. All of these people, they are the reason why we are in the mess and in the situation that we are in. And sadly, this is why losing Charlie Kirk is so important. This is why ultimately I don't know what happened, but it's just really too convenient for all this stuff to happen. We lost the biggest anti-war voice that was in Trump's ear. And I've seen people try to discount this. And what I've seen them say is, oh, look at this montage of Charlie being a Zionist. Look at this montage of Charlie talking about observing Shabbat. Look at this montage of XYZ, whatever. The montage that I look at is when he said October 7th was a green flag operation, a stand down at bare minimum. The clips that I look at is talk about ethnic cleansing and genocide, and not, he didn't use that word, but ethnic cleansing is basically the same thing as genocide, erasing a people. It's another euphemism for it. Really call it what it is. It is genocide. But when you say stuff like that and you're in that position, you don't tend to live too long. History seems to bear that out. Anytime you start talking about bringing people together and, you know, addressing the real situation in the room, every time you point at people like Mark Levin, throw them up again. Don't play them. Just show them. Every time you point out that people like this are running the levers of power and that this guy who was a never Trumper and hated the president, now just like Lindsey Graham, he's magically his best friend. When you point that out as not being normal, they kill your ass. Okay? And I'm not claiming to know what happened that day. I'm not making a grand claim, but it's a little too convenient that the most important dude to stop all this gets iced, and then the least important dude, the worst dude in the country as a newscaster, Mark Levin, gets elevated to the Grima Wormtongue position where he's texting the president. I played one when I did the show like a month and a half ago where he was like, you know, I was sitting in my bedroom and the president texted me and I said, oh, Mr. Producer, which Mr. Producer for some reason's in the bedroom as well. Mr. Producer, the president's texting me. Should I text him back? Should I take off my shirt and take a photo in the mirror? And then for some reason, Mr. Producer is there. I guess he's wearing the gimp suit, you know, like from Pulp Fiction or whatever. To throw him up. Keep Mark Levin up there for a little while. Mr. Producer, I'm not sure how I can get the president to love me again. You know, we text all day, all the time. He sends me photos of the most beautiful bombs. He says he wants to put them inside me. I say, Mr. President, we're not married yet. You haven't passed the NDAA. When you pass the NDAA, I'll let you do things your way, Mr. President. But I'm still in charge. You know, he's got a real thing for my woman's brooch. It's real weird. You know, he really likes how often I change my lapel pin. All right. Did you know this? Did you know? Mark Levin is in a crazy situation right now, and we're going to keep going back to it. We're having fun here. Mark Levin is in a crazy situation right now where he's got an intestinal, massive, like crazy parasite. And he knows about the amazing 1776 rx.health website where he could get ivermectin and membenzidol. But out of spite, Mark Levin is not doing it. And I wanted to ask him about this. Just throw him up there again really quick. Mark, why are you not looking into taking high-quality compound pharmacy products from 1776rx.health?
I know I'd give you too much credit. And you know, you guys been hearing a positive review from somebody that's hated you for so long, that might just push people in the audience over the top to get more high-quality compound pharmacy ingredients at 1776rx.health. And I just can't have that, can we, Mr. Producer?
Okay, but seriously, he looks like he's got a disease. He looks like he's got a tapeworm eating his bunghole. He looks like he's going to die pretty much all the time. And that's because he's filled with pure evil. Mark Levin does not care about this country, and he wears the regalia and dresses himself up as a mascot of the country. It's literally, he is a wolf in sheep's clothing. Just show him again. He doesn't care about the Republican Party. Cares about the Republican Party as a vehicle for his interests, which are the war and the perpetuation of greater Israel. He doesn't care about America and the American flag that he's got on that pin right there. He cares about American blood and how much of it he can spill in the Middle East in order to advance his project and genocides. It is ridiculous that we have to suffer this guy, but I'm going to make us suffer him. Go ahead and play clip 7.
A power vacuum. That's what's needed. Continue hitting ballistic missile and drone factories to destroy as much of its offensive military capability as possible, helping to protect, for example, the Arab oil infrastructure. And I know they're lobbying the White House. There have been reports on this. They're concerned about a wider war because they're concerned about the oil infrastructure, a worldwide depression, and so forth and so on.
Pause it.
It won't happen.
All right, so he just said it won't happen, and we're going to rewind a little bit because I want to catch that. But he is having to start to admit the truth, okay? And he's couching it, and he's selling it, and he's diffusing it, and he's using all these voice lord word cell techniques. You can't deal with this, Mark. You can't deal with the reality, and the reality is You're on tape calling for genocide since day one. Just like all the other criminals, right? So when one of two things happen, when Trump has to either retreat in disgrace, like declare victory and go home, which is what I advocate for, you're going to have to sell that as a victory, which is basically going to be impossible for you to do. And then you can't attack, you know, the president that you ride and died for, right? You can't really do that. Or it's going to be full ground invasion. It's going to be total murder. It's going to be total war. You're going to have the little kids walking through minefields. You're going to have American sons and daughters getting shot through the head, RPG'd to death, you name it, on those beaches, drone struck to death during resupply. And then he's going to have to sell you on how that's a good thing and how we need more of it. And he sees himself, throw him up there again. Mark Levin sees himself as a good little servant of the IDF and Mossad, such a good servant that he'll be able to sell you that latter future. He'll be able to convince you that because they're killing Americans over there, we got to send more to die because we got to get them back, right? I think that's what we said, a head for an eye. That's what we said. We're chopping our own head off every single time that we send another American soul off to the Middle East right now to bases that cannot be defended. Throw his fat ass in a base. Let's see that. Put him in Jordan right now. Put him in Kuwait right now. Put him in Prince Sultan Air Base in Saudi Arabia right now, and see how he likes it. See how protected he feels. You know, the Israelis, they have bunkers and they're very well constructed and they go hide in there, but they do actually have to get bombed. Mark Levin is sitting over here. He needs to be with his spiritual brethren in Sodom and Gomorrah, in Tel Aviv and Haifa. And he needs to advocate for them over there, bro. At least do that, because I don't understand how they think Americans are going to let this slide. Play it.
Wider war because they're concerned about the oil infrastructure, a worldwide depression, and so forth and so on. It won't happen. It won't happen. But take out all the offensive abilities they have, and I think that's what the president is doing, as a matter of fact. Target government buildings. Target the IRGC and regular army facilities. More on the communication centers. Hit their banks. Hit their financial centers. If we want victory, and we want to get this over with, this is the only way to do it. And reconsider our aversion to hitting their oil production and refining facilities and infrastructure.
Wow.
The fact is, this is the surest way to cripple the regime. Don't worry about rebuilding the infrastructure. There are multiple ways to do that after the war.
Pause
with
it.
A mini Marshall.
All right, I got to do a whole breakdown on this because this is just too insane. So he says there's many ways to rebuild the infrastructure after the war. If they destroy the infrastructure in Iran, Iran is going to destroy the infrastructure in the Gulf, all of which is unprotected, all of which belongs to the Gulf allies that have the U.S. military bases in their country, which is a complete and total justification for the retaliatory strike. Like, we can figure it out. We can make it work. He spends the whole first part of the video talking about, I'm not saying we're going to have economic chaos. I'm not saying there's not going to be problems, but, and then he says it's going to be fine if we take all of Iran's oil infrastructure out, if we blow up their banks. So it is about attacking the people. Let's be honest. When they say the Iranian regime, they mean the Iranian people. Okay. And that's why you have state media, Mohammed Mirandi, up on TV sounding like Gandhi, compared to people like this, because he has the truth. It is an illegal war of aggression done by the U.S. I wish that it wasn't, but it is. The strait was open before the war. Now it is closed. It is not open. Anyone who tells you that it is, anyone who tells you there's traffic. There might be five boats a day. There might be five boats a day. You know what it was prior? 150. You know what that's going to result in? No jet fuel, no diesel for the trucks, expensive groceries, prohibitively expensive air travel at a bare minimum for everybody else. And that, along with other rising energy costs, is going to tank the domestic economy, not just here, but around the world. And in places around the world where they don't have food, millions, tens of millions of people are going to starve to death and die. This is a COVID of choice. That is what Mark Levin represents. A COVID of choice. I want to read this to you. Okay. Overhead shot, please. I want to explain to you the meaning of Trump taco. And this is what Mark Levin is warring against right now, because he needs him not to taco. He needs him to go in there and invade, right? Needs ground invasion. Needs nuclear strike. This is literally what he calls for. He justified nuclear strike on Fox News. I've seen like a million clips of it. I'm going to read this. When people refer to a Trump taco or the taco trade, they're using a political and financial acronym that stands for Trump always chickens out. The meaning is pop, blah, blah, blah. The threat. Trump announces massive, aggressive new, it says tariffs here. Yeah, tariffs or severe geopolitical penalties against another country. The market drop. The announcement triggers immediate economic shock, panic, and a sharp dip into the stock market. The pullback, days or weeks later, Trump temporarily freezes, delays, reduces the threat in exchange for negotiation. The rebound, it surges, and then he thinks he can do the same process over and over and over again. They've done this to the oil futures market like four dozen times since the war started. Basically, not even four. How many weeks has it been? Every single weekend, they engage in mass market manipulation, especially after the initial 39 days of the war. It is like a cartoon. Trump is selling access to get people true social posts first so that they can make trades and predictions on Polymarket. And somehow that's legal. And somehow I'm bad for saying we have to hold the Republicans to account in 2026. Like this is like telling a kid that they cannot brush their teeth and literally eat candy all day. Like you're going to get morbidly obese and your teeth are going to rot out of your head. And like letting them do it for years. Like how long would you let your kid do that for? How long would you let your kid eat? Like, let's just say they're able to go to the grocery store and they just bought like, you know, like 5 pounds of jelly beans every day and would just eat that. It would not brush their teeth, not wash. It wouldn't even drink water, drink soda and jelly beans. Like how long would you tolerate that behavior? Mark Levin would say it's patriotic to tolerate that behavior. It's Munchausen by proxy in a very weird way. Let's go ahead and play the other Mark Levin clip. Let's get off that one that we had. Let's go ahead and play clip number 9, which I believe is shorter, of the demon monkey, Mark Levin.
The reason this president will go down in history for 1,000 years, the reason the prime minister of Israel will go down in history for 1,000 years, is because they saw the danger and they stood up to the danger and they're fighting the danger. And Donald Trump will go down in our history as one of the greatest presidents ever. Ever, because of what he is doing today, as well as other things that he's done, but certainly because of what he's doing today in dealing with this grave threat in Iran.
So was Trump supposed to deal with the grave threat in Iran when he did fight in Butler and he promised to have low energy prices, promised to have peace through strength, domestic tranquility, promised to prioritize the American people first, and more importantly, no new wars? What was, are we doing what we said we were going to do before, or are we doing what you say is the most noble thing to do in the world now? It's really convenient that he's amazing and incredible and such a powerful person for doing exactly what you want him to do. And it's also amazing how no Americans cared about this or knew about the Strait of Hormuz or knew about Iran really before even Operation Midnight Hammer, but before February 28th. But now you've got all of them on your side because your side is the president's side and the president is always correct. You see how that's a circle? I want you to pay attention very carefully to the framing of what he said there in that outro going out to break, because the psychological techniques are very advanced. So what he does by saying that, they're also very simple, right? And obviously the simplest things are the most effective and important to always criticize and become aware of. So he says, Netanyahu and Trump, they're amazing together. They're doing things that no one else could do. Well, why are the two linked? Like, you start off talking about Trump. Why is Trump only valid in his relationship to Netanyahu and what they're accomplishing together right now? I've heard him also compare them to Churchill and Woodrow Wilson. I would say if you're a real history buff, you know, there's some other parallels to draw there that are pretty interesting. But he basically sells the Iran war as something that you were worried about. It's a hypnotic spell to try to get you convinced that back in the day, you were worried about the Iranians getting a nuclear weapon. No one was worried about it. Joe Kent wasn't worried about it. Tulsi Gabbard wasn't worried about it. Go ahead and pull this up. I always show it. I always demonstrate it. Pull up Tulsi Gabbard, no war with Iran shirt. She sold a no war with Iran shirt for $40. So what changed? Did Iran overnight, like, was it taken over by Gru from Despicable Me? And then it became pure evil and, oh, they're about to get the nuke? Oh, no, actually, they had the fatwa, the religious decree. It's a crime against God for them to have the nuclear weapon. Oh, when they, oh, that's a cover. They're doing that to cover it. JCPOA must have been around then where they had that, huh? Oh, no, that was back in 2003, and we killed the guy that banned the nuke. We killed the Ayatollah. If you think killing the Ayatollah was a good idea, you'll also probably think killing the Ayatollah isn't an act of war, and your name might be Andrew Wilson. And we know how ridiculous of a position that is. Look at that. No war with Iran. Get our troops out of Iraq and Syria now. Well, look, now we have the terrorists running Syria, and now we're killing Iraqis in joint military strikes with Saudi Arabia. Don't believe me? Look it up. It's true. So, we ain't the ones that changed. We stayed the same. Y'all a bunch of lames. That's what it comes down to. Like, this operation has remained original and has remained true to the values that it's had for 32 plus years. These people, they couldn't even do it for like a year and a half, 2 years. They had to do massive war genocide for Israel. So, the era where we accept this and the era where we tolerate this for much longer, it's coming to an end, but I want to play Mike Johnson, you know, talking about the midterms, kind of crowing his power. Clip number 11, Mike Johnson.
The American people can trust House Republicans, the Republican Party, to run this government, and we keep delivering. We're going to do that, run all the way through the tape towards the end of the year, to the end of the year, and I believe for this reason we're going to win the midterms. I'm very bullish about the outcome, and we talk about it all the time. With each passing day, I'm more confident, Tony.
As you repeatedly say, you exceed the expectations of the pundits. They still don't understand the power of prayer.
That's right. And look, I've been openly saying this. I told a big gaggle of Hill Press reporters yesterday at an event. I said, listen, this is a God thing. It really is. I mean, we have intercessory prayers who are on the ground at the Capitol praying each of these things through. My colleagues know that. They know I believe that. And that we're watching it happen. More and more people are understanding there must be something to this because this is an impossible agenda. But look, this is not a radical thing. It's what the framers of our Constitution did. The founders' generation, they all believed in the power of prayer, the divine hand of providence, as Washington himself, the father of our country, often talked about. And we do well. We're one nation under God. We should remember and govern like that.
Absolutely disgusting. These are all people that actively are involved in covering up the Manab school bombing, which our country did, by the way. This is a war that they support where we killed 165 elementary school girls and their teachers. And I've had people tell me, oh, you're saying think about the children. Think about the children. Yes, actually, I am saying think about the children. Think about the abortions. Huh? You're not supportive of that, are you? Oh, no. Oh, I'm very pro-life. Oh, I'm a conservative. Hell yeah. We're going to have more abortions. Democrats go in power. What do you think about when we abort people's sons and daughters with bombs? Does that count? Is that also immoral? Oh, well, it's less. So it's less of a problem. Like, where do you get off? Seriously. And he is sitting there talking about prayer, talking about God, talking about divine providence. You make me want to puke, Mike Johnson. You know, what's the divine providence of you switching your Ukraine position in like 5 seconds flat? What is the divine providence of like Pegasus on your phone or something? Like, come on, man. Like, look, that is a rat-faced liar. He looks like a possum that crawled out of a rear end of a cow, in my view. That is your enemy. All right. And it doesn't matter that he's got a little donkey or, well, it doesn't matter. He's got a little elephant pin or whatever. It doesn't matter that he looks like a lab rat. It looks like Anderson Cooper's brother who fell into some brown hair dye. Right. That doesn't matter. The reality is he is one of the million empty suits up on Capitol Hill, elected or not, appointed or not, that are up there with one goal. And that is to serve a foreign power over your own nation and multiple foreign powers at the same time. Of course, I'm talking about Ukraine and Israel. And they think that they're going to be able to push their agenda through if they just do kind of like holy roller garbage and try to sell you on the notion that they're Christian. There's nothing Christian about an illegal war of aggression where we blow up an elementary school on day one and lie about it. That's what Trump does. That's what Mike Johnson does. That's what Lindsey Graham did. That's what Ted Cruz does. That's what they all do. These are killers. It is the classic Trump line. You think we're so innocent? And Mike Johnson knows we're not so innocent. So when Mike Johnson invokes God's name, he is so broken and degenerate that he's not even afraid of God anymore. And when you have people that aren't afraid of God anymore, and you have them running your country, well, the Bible says the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. And I know I'm a wicked person, but I'm afraid of God. Mike Johnson clearly isn't. He's afraid of something else. Something in his mind that's far more terrifying than even divine judgment. He's afraid of whatever they have on him, and that might just be money, that might just be sex, that might be something worse. It might not even matter. Washington, D.C. might just be run by demons, right? This is what I always say. Throw Tulsi Gabbard's t-shirt back up really quick, the No War with Iran t-shirt that she sold for $40. This is what I always say. I mean, when you get appointed or when you get elected, when you go into the Oval Office, Putin says it's men in black suits with ties that come tell you how the world is. I think they open a trap door under the desk and they take you to meet Satan and all of his top generals. Because how do you explain this? How do you explain this behavior? You can't. This is her, literally a staple of her campaign, a staple of her truth, her belief system, is that we had to get out of these wars in the Middle East and that there shouldn't be a war with Iran. And I know she leaves, but her husband got sick. Right? Like, she's a part of this administration. It's bizarre. And it's not even her to think the administration would just GFY to all of us that believed in people like her, like RFK, like others. And really, only person to me that's passed that litmus test is Joe Kent, because he left. He left and said that his wife died in a war manufactured by Israel. I mean, that's pretty much the standard for me. So we're going to get into all of that and more. I am going to take your calls in the next hour. I want to get to this pit bull story. Here's the thing. I've had plenty of dogs. I've had friends that have had pit bulls, you name it. But we're going to talk some per capita. We're going to talk some dog crime statistics coming up in the next hour, next segment. I'm interested in what all of you have to say. And I do want to tell you, go to thealexjonesstore.com. Take your methylene blue. Get your power drive bundle. I created two products called Power Plant and Methyl Drive. Power Plant is like better than Super Male Vitality. That's kind of how you could think about it. It's an energy thing that's great for both men and women, especially when it comes to exercise. And men, if you're deficient, which you probably are, according to most of the studies in the West, if you take the high quality boron, selenium, and zinc, which is all found in Power Plant, you're not going to look like Mike Johnson. You're going to look like Hulk Hogan 2.0. You want to take that whole stack. Ultimate Methyl Drive, maybe if he had taken that, he wouldn't have been so evil and corrupt. But we do have that available for you. The Power Drive Bundle, that's dual formula performance stack, helps support energy production, mental clarity, and stress resilience. We got top adaptogens, we got top ingredients, and we got the methylene blue. Just, this is a phenomenal birthday gift for somebody. This is a phenomenal present. This is a phenomenal, you know, thing to receive under the Christmas tree. Go ahead and get your Christmas shopping out of the way. Why not? Just Christmas came early for you. You can get the Power Drive Bundle at thealexjonesstore.com, along with all of our other phenomenal products, the Patriot Apparel, t-shirts, water filtration, hats, survival gear, you name it. I appreciate all of you. My name is Rex Jones. Alex is my dad. He's a good guy. I learned a lot from him, and I'm here in studio for you today. Shout out Dad if you're listening. I wonder if you are. I hope your trip is going well, and I'll see you on hyperspace.
My fellow patriots, the first thing the globalists and the leftists do when they want to silence you is go after your merchant accounts, go after your business payment systems. It's that simple. They try to cut off your ability to even receive money or make payments. If you are a conservative business owner, Google is watching you. Meta, Facebook is watching you. Amazon, all of the major big tech is watching you. If you think for one second that they are not orchestrating and coordinating their efforts behind the scenes to take you offline and out of business and render you harmless to the system and the machine, you are wrong. The question is not if, it's when Stripe, Shopify, PayPal, Square, they're all part of the same big tech machine. Because once there's only one central system, they can bring in the universal credit score. The head of BlackRock, Larry Fink, was very clear. Once they have the system in place and they're close, they are going to shut down everybody that isn't part of their system, even people that aren't political. This is about total control. They've just got to get to the patriots that are opposing them to get to you. And FirstUnitedPayments.com stands directly in the tyrant's way. My fellow Americans, this is your call to action. Call or email First United Payments now and ask them how you can protect your business against the globalist predatory attacks and shutdowns today. And talk to a real human here in the good old U.S. of A. by calling toll-free 877-899-1313. You've got to be able to have your own business. You've got to be able to operate without these globalist sharks, this mafia shutting you down. And First United Payments is the tip of the spear. Proven warriors, ladies and gentlemen, in this fight. Online merchants, this is the place for you. Now visit FirstUnitedPayments.com right now.
I am very happy to testify before any congressional oversight committee. I have nothing to hide. I can explain and validate everything that I've done. So, you know, it's going to be inconvenient if they actually are out there essentially threatening to make my life miserable. But I'm going to do what I need to do, and that is cooperate fully. Because we have nothing to hide at all.
Despite Joe Biden's last-minute preemptive pardon shielding him from past alleged crimes, Anthony Fauci still faced a high-stakes Senate grilling under a subpoena from Rand Paul, where any new falsehood under oath about gain-of-function funding, the Wuhan lab leak, alleged destroyed records, or the contradictions in his own newly released diaries could expose him to fresh perjury charges that the pardon does not cover.
You could not hide that your agency had funded the Wuhan research or your long history of defending gain-of-function research. The only alternative left was to argue that COVID-19 did not originate in the Wuhan lab. You were not a detached observer. You had an institutional interest in the public believing that federally funded research had nothing to do with the pandemic. It was a conflict of interest from the very beginning. The authors of the proximal origin of SARS-CoV-2 privately had serious doubts about a natural origin. Within days, though, they flipped, and they all wrote in proximal origin that the virus was almost certainly not a laboratory construct. That paper was then used by the government and the media and you to discredit Americans who were asking the same questions that you and the authors were asking yourselves privately.
Fauci's preemptive Biden pardon theoretically shields him from past criminal charges tied to his NIH work. He faced no genuine risk of self-incrimination and therefore had no valid Fifth Amendment privilege to refuse answering questions. Answers to questions millions of Americans demand. Any attempt to invoke it at the hearing could allow the committee to compel his testimony and pursue a contempt finding.
What was the Dan David Award? Do you remember, Doc?
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer based upon my rights under the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution.
It was a $900,000 cash award. $900,000 cash award. And he got it, because he used federal employees to get it. And this wasn't the only award, was it, Dr. Fauci? In fact, you applied for and received at least 8 other federal cash prizes on federal time using federal employees and federal resources. Here they are over my shoulder.
Under advice of his stable of high-priced attorneys, Fauci pleaded the Fifth 111 times to a variety of simple and inane questions, causing him to look incredibly desperate.
This testimony is from Anthony Fauci. This is not a game with his lawyers. He can advise. His lawyers can give him advice. He's got a half dozen here. They're all allowed to talk to him.
Yes.
All right? Yeah. But the attorneys are not recognized. In fact, the attorney was told not to sit at the table, and he's not obeying that recommendation. There's a row behind you, sir. That's where you were told to sit, and you're not. And now you're disrupting the proceedings. And so, look, this is the way Anthony Fauci wants to be remembered, for a lawyer not listening to the rules. That's the way you want to be remembered, and that's what you're going to do. You are not recognized, sir. Security, please remove him from the room. In the red folder on your table is a copy of Section 192 of Title II of the U.S. Code. Your counsel has been provided a copy as well. That section makes it a crime for a witness appearing under subpoena to refuse to answer any questions pertinent to the question under inquiry. Do you have that in front of you?
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer based upon my rights under the Fifth Amendment of the Constitution.
Let the record record that the witness has refused to answer whether there's a folder in front of him based on his Fifth Amendment right.
What day of the week is it today?
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer based upon my rights under the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution.
What color tie are you wearing?
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer based upon my rights under the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution.
Ladies and gentlemen, Big Lee has launched an online pharmacy, 1776rx.health. It's one product we're launching with my decision, and that is ivermectin with benbenzidol, both powerful, really good anti-parasitics. It doesn't just get the big worms and all the crap that's out there. It's amoebas, it's microplasms. It is so important. These two together, I mean, ivermectin is a Nobel Prize winning for this, but benbenzidol is the big one. And folks, it isn't just parasites. Just search benbenzidol studies. Just put that into a search engine and you'll see congressional hearings. You'll see top scientists. You'll see all the studies on what else it does that they don't want you to know about. It's dramatic. So, and you won't know if you had any type of parasitical deal or whatever until you've done this. And a lot of people went there yesterday. A lot of people got it. Very smart move. 1776rx.health.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
All right, we're big on trying to do our best to acknowledge the geopolitical and also just like local reality, trying to acknowledge reality where it is. And there's an attitude about certain things like support of the war where you can say, well, that's just not smart. It's going to destroy the planet and cause World War III. It's not really that hard of a conclusion to draw. But there are other things that, you know, you'd think it would be a little bit simpler. Simply put, you'd think that you wouldn't own a murder machine. Now, you might ask me, Rex, what is a murder machine? Like, where could I buy one of these? You liberal talking about guns. Tell me you don't want to. No, I love guns. I have plenty of guns. It's like my dad said, I sleep well armed and comfortably. Like what he said to Piers Morgan, iconically on that show. No, I'm talking about pit bulls. I'm talking about the idea of owning a dog that has the head the size of a basketball and has kind of like alien chimera chewing strength. Where it could, you know, rend wrought iron between its fangs. Now, I have a big dog. I have a 120-pound Doberman Pinscher that I didn't crop the ears of. His name is Rupert. He's asleep in front of the studio right now. He's down there on the ground. That being said, when I have the FBI dog racism crime statistics, 65% of fatal dog attack breed identification photos are of pit bulls. Yeah, you know, did you hear what I said? I want to read that to you again. 2024 breed identification photographs of dogs involved in fatal attacks. Our nonprofit was responsible for capturing 65% of them. That's pretty insane. And you can just kind of go through here and you kind of just start seeing the photos over and over and over again. And pit bull, not a pit bull on this page, but that's kind of debatable. Not one there. There's one on top. There's one. That's precious. Look at this one. Faces you can trust. Here, go overhead shot, please. Faces you can trust. Good grief. The idea to me, and here's the thing, I've had friends that have owned these. I have a good friend of mine that has one of these. It's a really cool dog. But the degree of seriousness you need to have about owning one of these animals is not the degree of seriousness that most people have. And they are notoriously known to just flip on you. Like, this is the problem, right? It's like, you have a bunch of dog breeds that are big and aggressive and do whatever, Mastiff, Doberman, like protection dogs, kind of just like bigger hunting dogs as well. You have the German Shepherd, Malinois, whatever you want to say, right? It is about going from 0 to 100 flying off the handle. That is the issue here with the pit bull. And you would say, well, maybe that's a bit cruel. If it's 65% of all attacks, then you have to be like, whoa. And it's not just like people, the argument they always make is, oh, well, I bet the Chihuahua bites at the same rate the pit bull bites. That's not the situation at hand. The situation at hand is that the pit bull can absolutely, like, the pit bull is like Goku from Dragon Ball Z. It can get activated and go Super Saiyan, essentially, and like, rip everybody's, like, dinguses off. And I don't want to be cruel, because it's like, I have friends that own them and stuff, but, like, they got to be controlled. Like, are we not going to do anything about this? They just keep attacking people. And you can literally find videos on the internet just, like, over and over and over again, where it'll be, like, a kid running, and the dog is, like, a child-seeking missile, and it'll, like, cross the highway and, like, go into the parking lot and, like, attack the family. And it's just, it's as bad as you can get. And then you're bad for acknowledging reality, I guess. I'm not trying to be mean to him, because I love animals. I really do. But I don't like having my dick ripped off by a crazy pit bull. When I was out in East Texas, I used to live in a house where I couldn't drink the water for a year. Like, I used to have, like, a system of panels that I bought from Tractor Supply that I put my dog out in during the morning, so I could have a little alone time in the house and, like, get situated. My Doberman is like a Velcro dog. He's, like, always on. So just letting him out, use the bathroom, whatever. I put him out there one morning, and then I go back inside, and I come back out, like, an hour later. It's probably, like, 7:30 a.m. or whatever. Put him out, like, 6. And there is, like, a 140-pound part pit bull, but also part, like, something much bigger, like, brindled, massive, monstrous animal. And it was, like, 140-pound, like, bigger than Rupert. Rupert is huge. Rupert wasn't as big back then. But this thing was just looking at me, and I was sitting there, not sitting, I was standing there in, like, untied boots, underwear, and a T-shirt. And that dog could have ruined my life. I just wouldn't be alive, period. And he just make a loud noise, be like, ah! And then, like, it got startled, and you just could calmly, like, just walk back inside. And I came back outside with the gun, and I was like, oh, it's gonna be bye-bye for you. Because, like, this is middle of nowhere, keep in mind. And this is, like, a crazy escaped breeding dog from, like, the breeding mill down the street. And, like, everyone knew about it, and it was a huge problem. I encountered it. That is the reality of denying a situation that you know to be really bad at this. Oh, well, it's fine. You know what? Instead of going back in the house and getting the gun, I'm going to go try to hug the pit bull. I'm going to go be its friend. That's what it's like working with Israel. That's what it's like doing World War III for them. When you look at a dangerous situation that just appears and you have the opportunity to leave, which is to let them fight their war, which they did during the 12-day war, they lost. They had to sue for peace. They used us in part to do that. Like, you're supposed to leave. You're supposed to not re-engage with them. We fell for the same mistake twice. It really is quite crazy. So if you're out there and you do own one of these murder machines, maybe it's a cute and cuddly one, and maybe it's chill, and maybe it's whatever. I'm not trying to denigrate anyone's animal. But at the same time, it's like Cash Patel said, like, we'll keep the watch, and we'll see you in Valhalla. We will see you in Valhalla if you own one of these murder machines. Okay, I want to tie that in to two other things I want to talk about, and we're going to get into this. I'm going to take your calls in the final segment. I want to talk about this. The idea of the Tallarico versus Paxton election. This is a really big deal. And, like, statements that I've made, like talking to Andrew Wilson and others, and just, like, what I say on my morning show, which, if you haven't heard, follow me, New American Journal on Rumble specifically. Follow me there, New American Journal, is specifically what we do for the midterm election. And while I will say, like, I am not supporting any Republican establishment Zionist candidates, I'm not voting for Tallarico ever. So, like, let's just get one thing clear there. And, you know, Ken Paxton, I have my issues with Ken Paxton. This is insane. This is insane that they keep running more and more extreme candidates. You know, I voted for Ted Cruz against Colin Allred. And, you know, I'm sure they're both Zionist. It is what it is, whatever. Ted Cruz is kind of a disgusting creature. I'll never support him in an election again. But when you look at the choice between Ken Paxton and Tallarico, Tallarico is like if they did gain-of-function research on Beto O'Rourke. That's the best way I can describe him. He is somebody, like, he's talking about he's learned so much from Islamic scholars and his own faith, and it's just like, okay, like, you're a Unitarian ecumenist, and you don't believe in anything. He has no domination. Denomination. He's like a store brand ingredient. He's a generic product. Taking a little sip of water here. Making me dry mouth. Is not that interesting But in that, you have to recognize that as the true threat. I think we're going to see a lot more of these buttoned down, seemingly straightforward candidates that are going to appear, especially younger ones on the left side. And if you only have the establishment chuckle buddy, good old boy club of the Christian Zionists on the right, you're going to lose to them. Like in the same way of like a Mamdani, in the same way of this guy, in the same way of a lot of other examples as well, especially female examples, it's going to be hard for a old fat Jewish guy or old fat white guy to compete with something like that, even if they're functionally and factually insane. So let's go ahead and go to the first clip of Tallarico that we have.
We can finish the work of President Obama and pass a public option so that every single American has access to the health care they deserve. Because health care is a human right. It is not a privilege. I just, since we are in church, and because I said BS earlier, if you read our scriptures, if you read the New Testament, what does Jesus spend most of his time doing? It's not, well, you already know, okay. It's not preaching, it's not teaching, it is healing. Healing the sick. And in Matthew 25, scripture says that's how we will be judged and how we will be saved. By healing the sick, by feeding the hungry, by welcoming the stranger, by visiting the prisoner.
Okay. So, like, that's his interpretation of the theology, and you can argue with that, you can agree, disagree with that, whatever. It's all in service of a political interest, and this is why I hate it when these people lie, and they use God, whether it's left or right, to make their political points. And he does that little cute line, and it's not cute at all, it's disgusting, it makes me puke. And you could say, oh, you're saying something, that's, you're blowing up, like making a mountain out of a molehill. No. When he says, oh, and I said BS earlier, and it's church, so I'll go ahead and say this now. And then he says, oh, Jesus didn't come to teach. He just came. This is the thing about his, like, Mick Christianity, right? When I say that, I'm not saying he's Irish. I'm talking about, like, McDonald's, right? It's a corporate product. It's a generic product. The problem with it is that he divorces everything that Jesus did from real logic, real meaning. He just said, oh, Jesus is a nice guy who came to help everybody out. That's basically his explanation there. Jesus came and told people to follow him and also told people to turn from their sin. Notice how that's never going to be mentioned. So go ahead and keep playing him. I bet
our people have getting killed left and right. Carmela Anthony's case is just a tragedy. Excuse my language. But it is. But it is. So what are we going to do to fix those harms?
Okay. Yeah, sorry about the language there, but here's the thing. He sits there, and he's kind of like a younger version of Joe Biden, where it's like, it's the white man's humiliation ritual. So he has to like, just kind of like smile and nod and whatever. Whatever you think about that, here's the thing. I never brought a knife to a athletic event, and I went to plenty of swim meets, and I went to plenty of competitions. Like, I don't buy that from moment one, that he was so in fear for his life that he didn't stab somebody in the body. Like, I understood from probably age 8. Like the first time I went like deer hunting or like whatever I did at first, that like life is very fragile. A lot of these people, they just don't have respect or value for the sanctity of life. And then to sit there, stand there and just kind of like what it is trying to use the racial division in the country as a wedge in which to plant yourself and show that, oh, you're one of the good ones. And like, if we don't move past that, if we don't realize we're all Americans, we're all the same. All right. People that have a lineage of being here. If your great grandparents or grandparents died here, like, I have a lot of loyalty towards you as a person. I don't really care what your color, religion, or gender is. Like, you are my brother or sister in Christ, but also in country. And I think that's really important to understand. He doesn't feel the same way. He thinks somebody that got here 5 minutes ago is the equivalent of your ancestors who may have been slaves and died here, like fighting for their freedom. Like what would your ancestors have to say? Like, if you're not white, like, and your ancestors really had to fight against discrimination and to be able to have the American dream, what would they say about you being replaced from people that are thousands of miles away that are welfare queens? I think they'd be pretty disappointed in you, in all honesty. And somebody like Tallarico, he represents the complete globo homo agenda. So go ahead and play clip number, we don't need to go to the clip just yet. Clip number 15, James Tallarico, who has said he hated Christianity. I don't know if he actually said that. I'm paraphrasing there. Let's see what he says before I say something like that. It's a serious accusation. He praised Islam. So go ahead and play clip number 15.
I know personally that I've learned as much about my faith from Salman's tradition, from the Islamic mystics, from poets like Rumi, as much as I have from Christian authors and Christian writers.
So he's learned just the same amount of stuff from Muslim mystics and scholars that he has from the Christian authors, I don't know, like the church fathers and or people like Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. That's pretty wild. And that goes to show it's just ecumenism. It means nothing. It's the quote from The Incredible Syndrome, when everyone's super, no one will be. Well, when everyone's a Christian, according to Tallarico's definition of open borders, pro-abortion policy, then nobody's a Christian. And that's why it's perfect. It's just like, you know, I'm not going to say their names again, but the people I've debated, it's just like people that want to hold every single position all at once. You can't do it because you believe in things that are anti-Christian, anti-Christ beliefs, like believing in abortion. Like, that's evil. Like, here's the thing. I'm a young man. I'm a 23-year-old young man in Austin. All right. You know how bad that hurts my chances of getting laid, like saying something like that, but it's the truth. I don't want to go to hell. And I don't want to burn. I don't want to go in front of God. Like, we all have plenty of problems. I'm not saying I'm a good person by any means, but I don't want to go in front of God and say, yeah, I didn't tell people abortion was murder. I tried to get away with not talking about it. Like, it's a crime. We've killed 63 million Americans, all colors, all races, all creeds, all murdered, all genders, male, female, you know, just flushed down the toilet because it was inconvenient. All right. It's an inconvenient problem. We just got too many people, man. So you get rid of them. That's how you end up with people like Tallarico. That's how you end up with denial of reality. And ultimately, on quote unquote our side, that's how you end up with endless war and genocide, is because we don't care enough about the real things that matter and we're afraid to bring them up. And we also have to make it some sort of like religious argument. We also have to like make it about, you know, like punishing the women or something, which is evil. And I totally disavow that. It's about the doctors and it's about the system that set all of this up. Okay. Cause this is not a normal, natural situation to be in a country where in New York, I remember the stat, maybe it's changed now, 474 out of 1,000 black kids die in the womb. That was true at some point in the 20-teens when I was a kid learning about the anti-abortion stuff. So think about that. Think about the statistical reality of how unsafe it is for you to be in your mother's belly in the United States of America. Then think about everything else they do. Think about the wars. Think about the insider trading corruption. Think about the fraud and pornography. Think about all of it. Think about Hollywood. Think about the mass media predictive programming they do on everybody. And you realize that all these things, that they make total sense because we've given up on the foundational basics in this country. And even worse than that, we've turned it into a pageantry ideal where everyone has to dress up in their sports costume and parade around and be like, you know, the warrior for their specific crab in the bucket ideology. When in reality, we have to be America first. We have to be anti-war and we have to be pro-life, pro-humanity. And if we can just manage to do those things and manage to explain to people this is all a controlled collapse program that was done to depopulate and destroy us, I think people will wake up and see the light. But they don't hear it phrased that way. They're not ever talked to with compassion or love or decency and explained to that, like, we need to have amnesty here. Everyone's not aware of this. Maybe they're willfully ignorant, but whatever. We got to be able to solve this problem. That requires talking to everybody. This is a societal program meant to bankrupt and destroy you. And anytime they give you an opportunity to attack another identity group or to put somebody else down, that is just to keep you henpecked in line on the plantation. And we're a free country. We don't have slavery anymore. We don't do that. So instead of being enslaved to an ideology or a political party, or a way that Trump tells us to live, or any political candidate tells us to live, or the DSA, or Mamdani, or the liberals, or AOC, or whatever you want to say, let's get closer to God, and let's get closer to what God wants for our nation, and get closer to the ideals that founded this country, that built things like the car, the plane, the internet, the modern world. Let's get closer to that, because we deserve it. Your grandchildren that haven't been born yet deserve it. If you're older, your grandchildren that have been born deserve it. All right. Like, nobody's excluded from the American dream by choice. We get forced out of it because there's not enough room in their nightmare for us to live. Like, that's the reality. They're living their American dream. They get everything they want and more. I'm talking about wars, talking about insider trading, talking about death and murder and destruction. Because that's their currency. The wages of sin are death, but it's also a lot of money as well. We never get anything. And we just have to exist in their space, but it's just like a bug's life. Once you realize that there's a lot more of us than there are of them, it becomes much easier and much simpler to see a path out of this in the future. And once you really realize that young and old, everybody's waking up and everybody's realizing we got to put an end to it, I think it's really white pilling. I think that we do have hope for the future. And I'm very interested to see how that Senate race pans out. And I do want to plug the alexjonesstore.com. I do want to talk about methylene blue here really quick because you guys do need to know about it. Methylene blue, I get asked questions about it all the time. I want to do a little breakdown for you. What it is a small molecule, nitrogen, 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 sulfur, chlorine. The chlorine group has the dye properties that make it a medical dye. The sulfur group donates an electron to your mitochondrial process, speeding you up through the Krebs cycle from stage 1 into stage 4 oxidative phosphorylation. What does that mean? It is a very potent metabolic antioxidant ingredient, and it makes you generate more energy and also enhances the cleanup process of that energy as well. Go on Google Scholar, go on PubMed, just go look it up for yourself, do your own research, and of course, always talk to your doctor before you take anything. I would not define this as a supplement. I would call this a powerful metabolic ingredient, which is available for you at thealexjonesstore.com. There is a reason why the reorder rate on this thing is what it is. It's because it's amazing and people know it's amazing. We have the highest quality medical grade available for you at thealexjonesstore.com. You are crazy, as my dad says, if you don't get this. And the reason why people come back to the store and they get it over and over again is not just to support the operation. It's because they end up telling friends about it, family about it, you name it. We've had so many anecdotal reports about this product specifically. That is included combined with the two supplements that I created in tandem to enhance just mitochondrial health in general. That is the Power Drive bundle. That's Power Plan and Methyl Drive. What does that have? That's got the CoQ10, the PQQ, Enhanced Mitochondrial Health, Biogenesis Energy. It's got the magnesium. It's got the methylated vitamin B12 for redox support, methylation support, supports over 300 enzymatic processes throughout the body, combined with the new Super Male Vitality. If you have been looking for that, I have it and more in Power Plant, okay? That's cordyceps mushroom, nootropic, energy, oxygen, ATP. That is Rhodiola roja, golden root, dopamine, norepinephrine, exercise tolerance. The Soviets studied it. It's one of the foundational adaptogens. Look up the Russian studies on it. I've got the same dose, if not more, than what they use in a lot of the studies. Rhodiola roja, golden root, in that ingredient, combined with zinc, combined with boron, combined with selenium, combined with black pepper, and of course, it's also got the methylene blue in there. That's the Power Drive bundle from thealexjonesstore.com. I'm really proud of those products. I invented those products. No one told me to come up with them. These are some of my favorite ingredients to use over the years. I wanted to put everything together so that I could take it as well. I take both of these all the time, near daily, not daily, but near daily. I need to take more Power Plant home. I need Bigly to send me a care package. Pretty soon, like a Fortnite loot crate or something. They got to send me Power Plant Ultimate Methyl Drive and Ultra Methylene Blue. That's the Power Drive bundle, and that is available at thealexjonesstore.com. When we come back from the break, I will be taking your calls. I will read out the number now. If I can read out the number now, the number is going to be 512-266-0642. I want to talk to you, 512-266-0642. I want to hear your thoughts. If you're an Alex Jones Network VIP, if you're somebody that takes the supplements, I want to hear what supplements you take. Also, just your thoughts on the news in general, what we got going on into the coming week. Thank you. My name is Rex Jones. We'll be right back on the Alex Jones Show. Second out.
My fellow patriots, the first thing the globalists and the leftists do when they want to silence you is go after your merchant accounts, go after your business payment systems. It's that simple. They try to cut off your ability to even receive money or make payments. It's globalist siege. It's globalist economic warfare. It's a globalist blockade, an embargo, sanctions against American populist patriots. For everyone that's been watching and listening to me for years, you've seen the attacks, you've seen the deplatforming, you've seen the court battles, the news articles, the demonization, the bogus default judgments. We even have FBI and CIA operatives on hidden camera talking about how their entire goal was to take me out of the knees by knocking out my ability to accept payments. And that model they used on me, they admit, is for all of you.
Alex Jones.
Yeah, so we were after him.
So with Alex Jones. And the goal with him was what, just to bankrupt him?
Pretty much.
Well, because of First United Payments and your support, they failed. And they failed because I had a processor with a backbone who loves America and believes in the free market. One who stands up for American justice and who didn't back down when they received threatening messages and pressure from other major institutions. If you are a conservative business owner, Google is watching you. Meta, Facebook is watching you. Amazon, all of the major big tech is watching you. If you think for one second that they are not orchestrating and coordinating their efforts behind the scenes to take you offline and out of business and render you harmless to the system and the machine, you are wrong. The question is not if, it's when Stripe, Shopify, PayPal, Square, they're all part of the same big tech machine. Consolidation, vertical integration, that is the goal of the BlackRock globalist system. Because once there's only one central system, they can bring in the universal credit score. This is the key to their entire panopticonic takeover plan in their own words. The head of BlackRock, Larry Fink, was very clear. Once they have the system in place and they're close, they are going to shut down everybody that isn't part of their system. Even people that aren't political. This is about total control. They've just got to get to the patriots that are opposing them to get to you. And FirstUnitedPayments.com stands directly in the tyrant's way. My fellow Americans, this is your call to action. Call or email First United Payments now and ask them how you can protect your business against the globalist predatory attacks and shutdowns today. Visit First United Payments now at FirstUnitedPayments.com. And talk to a real human here in the good old U.S. of A by calling toll-free 877-899-1313. That's 877-899-1313. The tyrants are counting on us not to innovate. They're counting on us not to migrate to institutions and organizations that are pro-human just like us. This isn't some new company. I've been using them for almost a decade. They're already taking care of most of the patriots. Whether you're a florist, have a gas station, or you're a farmer, or you've got a little five and dime shop or a factory, whatever it is, online merchants, this is the place for you. These guys are patriots and they're in our corner. They're Americans just like us and they hate the New World Order with a passion. They believe in the free market and they understand this is 1776 2.0. 90% of it is information warfare and financial, and this is just as important as the right to self-defense and guns. You've got to be able to have your own business. You've got to be able to operate without these globalist sharks, this mafia shutting you down, and First United Payments is the tip of the spear. Proven warriors, ladies and gentlemen, in this fight. Thank you so much. Now visit FirstUnitedPayments.com right now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
We got callers on the board. I appreciate everybody that's here today. Can somebody come in here and save me from Rupert? He's opening the window here. I got my dog in studio today for you guys that, I guess you can't see because the table's high up here, but he's a pretty big animal. But I got callers on the board that I want to talk to. I got somebody that disagrees with me, so I want to take him to the front of the line. Let me talk to Mark in Texas. Mark in Texas, you're on the air. Howdy.
I'm up. Yeah, I hear you. You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you good.
So, talking about this Christian stuff, sounds like you got an interesting perspective on it. So, just out of idle curiosity, biblical wisdom applied, are you born again in the spirit?
I mean, Jesus is my Lord and Savior. I'm not a member of like probably your denomination or like whatever that means from an evangelical perspective. So,
well, that's a problem with denominations and the rest of it. What does God think about religion?
Well, I don't know. Where do you get your Bible? Because I'm an Orthodox catechumen, and I believe in that theology and the Church Fathers. So we could debate about this all day. What's your point?
My point is that when you call yourself a Christian, you got to be careful who you associate with, because the simple fact of the matter is you're supposed to listen to what God says and do it, right?
Okay. I agree with that.
All right. So when you listen to people talk about things like race and the rest of it, we're all created by God, correct?
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah, so we don't talk about white or black because there's no such thing. We're all various shades of
black.
Well,
who's we? You make these assertions that I don't agree with. That's not true. There are races of people. Everyone's created equal by God, but there are races of people.
No, there's nations, tribes, tongues, and peoples. You ever pass the black and white test?
I don't know what that means.
Well, try this. Get a black piece of paper and a white piece of paper. Go pull the.
This is all like terminology and bizarre. I thought you had like political arguments to make or like a moral argument. What is this? Like, I'm purple. So what? I got a red mark on my head. Am I a red person? Like,
well, I'm kind of spotted, but I guarantee you I ain't white and I ain't black.
Okay. Good
We're
for you, Unc.
Created by God in his image, correct?
I agree. That's why I stand up for the rights of the Palestinians and the Iranians who are being killed right now by nature of like who they are, because we think we have the right to do it in our government. The people that profess themselves to be Christians and are not. So,
America,
like, what's your point?
First, right?
What?
So what's your point?
America, my point first, is we shouldn't right? be doing genocide and then using the name of God.
Well, that sounds like a real good idea. So what should we be doing?
Peace in the Middle East, declare victory and go home. No more bombings, no more pain, no more genocide and murder funding it.
So here we go again. Which Bible do you read?
King James Version? Like, what do you want? I passed one of the tests. Did I pass one of the tests? All right. All right. So what's the point of, do we disagree? Like, I'm anti-war, pro-humanity, anti-abortion, pro-life. Like, I don't get it, man. Like, what are you angry about?
Born again in the spirit, and you read the King James Version. How many versions have you read?
Good grief, man. How many do I have to read?
Well, how many are there? That'd be a good point to answer.
All right. Do you have a point before I drop you?
Nah. I've been listening to you all week. I'm glad you got a show to vent.
I appreciate it, man. I want to talk. Hold on. I here's the thing. I'm never going to be able to
you.
We're never going to be able to agree because you're just going to keep equivocating to bizarre terms. So, like,
well,
I just.
That's the problem. See, because your version of equivocation doesn't fly with me. All right? So you can name label anything that you want forever. You've got the show. You feel free and do it.
That's what you just did. All right. I appreciate the call. Thank you. All right. Good grief, man. Good grief. Yeah. So this is what I talk about people that have a specific ideological bucket that they fall into. And if you don't agree with everything that they say, you have to either be educated or you're the enemy, right? People can disagree with you, right? We do not have the same theology. So it is what it is. Let's go to Cameron in Indiana with the state of things. Cameron, you're on the air.
Hey there, Rex. Yeah, I've been listening for a long time.
Right.
And, you know, I was born in the late 80s, so I've seen a lot of this stuff, and I'm definitely sick of the nonsense with these people who, it's unfortunate that they are the Republicans, because I've seen them through. I remember when the Iraq War started and Afghanistan, and this endless amounts of nonsense where the Republicans continually say, I'm going to do something. If you elect us, we're going to get it done. They remember, I don't know if you recall, when they said they're going to repeal and replace Obamacare.
Right.
And they got a supermajority and they did freaking nothing. And it's because a lot of the times it's these speakers. We had John Boehner. He did freaking nothing. And then we had Ryan after him, and he was a scumbag. And now we have Mike Johnson, just like you're saying, who's, such a Christian. I'm the biggest Christian ever. And what is he doing? Like, it's one of those things. The previous caller doesn't really matter. if we're actually talking about people, you say you're a Christian, all these things, but then you go support like the war in Ukraine, let's needlessly murder people and plunder our country and allow our wealth and our resources to be depleted. So that, for what end? To me, it's not a mystery. It's not incompetence. It's being done on purpose by people who either want to get power or money or make way for something larger. Because
I want to
balance it against Revelation as well at the same time with when is the one world government going to be here? It's going to happen.
Sure. Well, I want to balance that with the last caller, and I want to be fair. I want to be nice. Here's the thing. I think his point was, oh, who are you to talk about who a Christian is, right? Like, I think that was some sort of purity test or whatever. And I honestly, I actually get it, right? And that's why I make the point of saying, like, I'm a sinner, just like everybody else. We all have our own issues.
Yeah,
but the reality is, I'm not a senator. I'm not the House Majority Leader. I'm not in power. I'm not voting for, or I'm being used, my vote is being used to prop up war and genocide that I did not support, that I was lied to about. Yeah. That's the problem.
Gusto. They're doing it with gusto and with relish, the way that they're like, oh, look at how much money we got to support. Oh, we just got to keep doing it. Oh, more, more. Because, you know, if they want to say how Christian they are, aren't people who are the enemy, just like, if you even remember some parts of, you don't have to memorize everything of, like, aren't you supposed to pray for your enemies? Aren't you supposed to be
absolutely
trying to seek out people have the chance.
Hold on. That is the hardest part about being a Christian, because like we can argue about what being a Christian means, but in reality, Christian means little Christ. We're supposed to be like Jesus. We're supposed to be like his example. We're supposed to follow his example. So like that's the complete opposite of what Jesus would do is what these people do when they're in government. And
yeah, that's my point. Yeah. It's very disgusting to see them act that way. When if you have even the most basic memory of the Bible, in my opinion, if you've read it at all, these are things where you should go, that doesn't make sense. What are you doing? Just don't say it. Just say you're Senator Johnson, the speaker.
But they have to have,
keep doing it.
They have to have the brand, and that's because it's a different religion. Like the Christian Zionism, the Judeo-Christian is a different religion. It's not Christianity. It's a sect. It's like Scientology or Mormonism or something, in my opinion.
Oh, I view it as, you know, it's pure on Satanist devilry, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, and here's the thing. It's a beautifully evil project, right? Because you make the largest support base for this foreign nation, the whole reason why we have to project power thousands of miles away, you give them a baseline demographic in America that is trained to support them. It's really an evil project. And that's why, just as Americans, we're not going to be taken advantage of by it anymore. We're going to talk about it and expose it at a bare minimum. You talk about Revelation. The thing that really reminds me of Revelation that's coming, like Mark of the Beast type stuff, is really the AI neural net of everybody, the Internet of Things. It's often talked about, the augmented reality combined with the artificial intelligence that will eventually become so comfortable and so lifelike that people will choose to live inside that instead of where they're at currently right now. I think when Zuckerberg was initially getting involved in something like the Meta project or the Metaverse, whatever it was called, I think it's the Metaverse. Like, that didn't pan out. The tech wasn't there. It's still not there, but they're working on that every single day. That is going to be the Ready Player One operation to make everyone phase out of this reality and ultimately cause massive depopulation. Thank you for the call. Let me take O'Brien in Maryland on the Iran war. O'Brien, you're on the air.
Yeah, I would like to say that basically Israel is basically running this war, but they're using the United States to basically mop up whatever countries they need. And when they say God is basically with us or whatever they want to say, I don't know what God they're talking about. And I know that that's not the I know it's not the King of Kings we're worshiping, but it's not the God that we're talking, that we worship.
Right. You know, you can't, like, here's the thing, like, I don't, how old are you?
About 38.
Yeah, so, like, everybody underneath the age of, like, really, like, I'd say, like, 55, really under 45, that's online has seen footage of, like, Gaza, Lebanon, and the activities they engage in, there's no justification for that. And like, it's, that's just a reality, right? And then we give them the weapons to kill little kids. Like, and that's undeniable. Now we kill little kids ourselves. Like, on day one, literally hours within starting the war, the first round of attacks, we do the triple tap attack with the tomahawks at the school. And then I got the video downloaded to my phone. I play it all the time, of Trump shortly after that when the reporters ask him. And he says, we think it was Iran. They're very imprecise with their munitions. And we know that to not be true. And they know it to not be true. They're much more cued in on the information. Only four other nations have tomahawks. That's Germany, France, UK, and Japan. Nowhere in the Middle East. There'd be no way for Iran to drop three of American-made Tomahawk missiles on their school within hours of the war starting. And if that's the logic, if they do a false flag like that, we're not allowed to look at October 7th and 9/11. The logic doesn't follow. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get what you're saying. But this is, but you gotta understand, Israel already killed their king centuries ago, you know, the King of Kings himself, and they think that technically by doing all of this, they're gonna bring him back, but technically that's not gonna be.
Yeah, they think they can bring back the Messiah to them, quote unquote, and they think that Trump is even like the little Messiah guy that like ushers him in. Thank you for the call. I really appreciate that. Let me talk to Chicken Patty in Tennessee on the supplements. Chicken Patty, how are you doing?
I'm good, Rex. I'm so proud of you. You are killing it.
Thank you.
I'm so happy to see you on the show. I've been watching you and Tim, and that's great, but you are just a natural at this, and I'm so proud of you. And I want to say that it's very important for you to keep doing what you're doing because, you know, your dad has, like, I'm your dad's age, like, we're Gen X, so, like, we have a certain view of the world, but it's very important for you to keep doing what you're doing on the show because you are going to reach people your age, and that is essential. You know what I'm saying? So
100%.
I'm so proud of you. Please keep it up. I wanted to say that the supplements that you guys have saved my life, literally. Like, I started watching your dad about 3 or 4 years ago, and I know I'm late to the party, but I started watching because I was basically bedridden with it, with lupus. And I just like to turn the show on and just listen because it was so long and it would replay. So if I missed some, I would, you know, I could catch it on the replay.
Sure.
So the first thing that I got was the CMOS because I was on medication for my thyroid, which I don't have to take anymore because I, you know, my doctor is a functional medicine lady and she's all about supplements. So I've been telling her all about the things that you guys have. And I take the Ultimate Life Force. I take MK Ultra. I take Power Plant, but I don't take Methyl Drive because I'm not supposed to have ashwagandha. But it's great. I take the Optimal Human, the greens powder. I take the, oh my God, I can't even remember.
which one do you remember adding in that was the biggest difference maker for you?
The biggest, well, honestly, there's two. One of them is methylene blue, the liquid. I love it. But I can tell a major difference when I started taking the ultimate creatine. Like, I was starting to feel better and I could move around and I'm not bedridden anymore. But when I started putting the creatine in my shake every day, in my protein shake, like, this is my 25th week in a row lifting weights in the gym on Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays.
Wow.
And it's like, I never thought I would be able to really walk again. But that creatine just, it was like, zing, you know. I was like, whoa, I can't believe how good I feel. And I've been working in the yard again. I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful for you guys. And
we're thankful for you. That's what makes it a 360 win,
shirts,
is that you get to support the operation.
I've got to
give you a phenomenal supplement.
A shirt for every day of the month from the store. And they are awesome. And people always are like, where'd you get that shirt? And I'm like, the Alex Jones store. But too, I wanted to say, you know, aside from the supplements, that, you know, I'm glad that you mentioned that you are pro, you know, Palestine, because I have some Palestinian friends that moved to the United States in the 70s because they were Christian Palestinians.
Right.
And something happened in the 70s where like the Muslim Brotherhood was like went wild or something and started just trying to take over. And so people don't realize that there used to be a huge population of Christians in the Middle East. So, you know, most people think of Arabic people as all Muslim, but that's not the true at all. That's not the case. Like there were vast populations of Christians in Lebanon, in Palestine, and so on. So, and they're precious. They're wonderful people. And so, it's the Muslims that are the problem, because, you know, like Christians are, you know, we're supposed to preach the gospel and spread it and convert people and so on. But, you know, we at least do it in a loving, peaceful way. Like if you
right.
Church,
well, there's
you know,
no in Christianity, the rich man, when he doesn't follow Jesus, he gets the opportunity to walk away. Jesus doesn't pull out a sword and say, you got to follow me or I'm going to kill you. Ultimately, here's my issue with the Quran. You convert, you pay the tax if you're a Jew or a Christian, or you die. And like that's the reality, and that can't be denied. With that being said, there's no reason for us to be in these people's countries. Only reason why we're in their country is for Israel. And when we get in their country, they get in ours. It's kind of like karma. And I don't support any of that. Thank you so much for the call. Very, very kind. I want to go to Bart in Georgia, holding on like a soldier. Bart, you're there. Howdy.
Yeah, sir. Thank you for taking my call. I'm really getting black-pilled more and more every day, but I'm going to double down on the scopolamine thing with Trump. I mean, he's just absolutely going insane, talking about reinstatement of the draft. And Rex, I got a son just a year or two younger than you, and there ain't no way I can tolerate this, like his father was talking.
Right.
Worldwide depression, once we hit $160 a barrel, which could be just days or weeks, who knows. This is just a total disaster. The reason I voted for Trump, and I quote, he said, I'm going to ban Muslims. He didn't say any watered down version. And then the Supreme Court, which has already been hijacked, ruled against him. He just backed down. Well, screw the Supreme Court. We need to ban all these groups that are causing all these problems. Get rid of them.
And look at what's really going to happen is when Trump gets his way, or when Netanyahu gets his way, we're going to take hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of these refugees. Like you talk about black pill. I'm sorry to do that to you, Bart, but that's the real black pill, man. And like that's what people have to be aware of. That's why I'm disgusted by the Republican Party, is they'll absolutely do stuff like that. Absolutely, they'll do it. And then they'll say, oh, look, if you don't back us here, you're supporting the Democrats and their mass migration policy. We got to do something in 2026 and 2028. We got to find a solution. Thank you for your call. Let me go to Ashley in Alabama. And sorry to everyone else, run out of time. Go ahead, Ashley.
Hey, Rex. Thanks for having me on. I just want to say how much I appreciate what you guys are doing, what you are doing. It is so nice to see how you are growing up and continuing this battle, because we will definitely win this war. And I just wanted to say, in response to the first caller, that was completely ridiculous. I was raised evangelical. Obviously, now I realize what was done in terms of the brainwashing through that religion now. My biggest concern, or my biggest pet peeve is how when they call, they try to make it about racism, and it's about the religion. Judaism, by default, supports supremacists. Their basis is that they are God's chosen people. Therefore, the rest of us do not count. That is the problem there. If we can open up, I don't know, more intelligence to see that, I think a lot of
well, I not,
what
not to interrupt,
was trying to paint.
Not to interrupt, but I played the clip in the first hour of the dude that says one of our lives is worth 10 million of yours. And like, that's not, that is an anti-Christian, anti-Christ attitude to human beings.
Precisely.
And here's the thing. I don't want Muslim immigration. I don't want mass migration, period. No. I don't want them in my country. That being said, I don't want to murder them. I have no desire for that. And anyone that thinks that, like, I've had callers that call in that say, Trump is in a fight, my buddy's in a fight, I'm in a fight to literally, like, hashtag kill the Muzzies. Like, that's what they say. And I'm like, do you understand that's how you get the Muslim takeover of your country? Because then at that point, you deserve it. It's just kind of like the Jews in the Bible, like disobeying God and committing crimes and doing witchcraft and murder. And then they get taken over and have to go to the Babylonians. Like, it just,
exactly.
That's what happens.
Because you're not following the Christian, what God truly teaches
right.
us. The reason, as you said, what Jesus came for. This is America. We want to keep it America for what our forefathers fought for and for what my children and your children and our grandchildren grow up
right.
in.
Yeah, really,
anyway,
really.
Thank you for what you do.
No, 100%. Really quick to everyone that called in. I'm really sorry. I'm going to do another 15 minutes for you guys, and we have critical information that you need to stay tuned, need to watch coming right up. But please call in. I got a few more calls, a few more lines. If you were just on and dropped off, call back in 512-266-0642. 512-266-0642. Thank you so much, Ashley. I really appreciate you. All right. Thank you. We got 2 minutes left here on the clock. Animal Martyr, I want you to hold really quick. I want him to hold because we're going to do this in the next segment. I got time for three more callers. We got time for 5 minutes. Animal Martyr, really appreciate you guys. I've said it once. I'll say it twice. I'll say it three times, a million times. Please go to the Alex Jones store. Please get the amazing products that we have available for you. We have the Methylene Blue, which you've just heard so many amazing reviews on. Please go get that. If you're interested in some of the things that I sell, I have a website called Jones CBD as well. You might want to check that out. But look at that Power Drive Bundle, thealexjonesstore.com. You can get that. Those products are amazing. Like I said, I formulated them. I created them. They are available at discount at thealexjonesstore.com. You can get huge discounts when you subscribe. Or we can just try it once, you know, get 25% off. All of that is available at thealexjonesstore.com. We do budget premium. We have the best formulas around at the best price, and we give the best explanation as to why we use those ingredients as well. I'm going to be hosting Alex Jones Show. That's 50%off.com if you're interested to get knockout sleep support, which is my own personal recreation of what we used to have. That's 50%off.com. But if you are interested in learning more about supplements, I'm going to be hosting the Alex Jones Show this week. And I am going to do a full hour on them. I might break up the segments. I might do one segment and then another segment on an ingredient. But there are things you need to know about mechanism of action, senescent cells, mitochondrial health, all of that and more. And just like amazing news is coming up on The Alex Jones Show. I'll see you for a special 15 minutes after this break. And I hope you're having a good evening out there. My future wife, hello. I miss you already. See you later.
Let's get a move on.
We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound and run, oh bandit, run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal. Run down behind the brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty for that man, and there's beer in Texarkana. So we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down. We gonna do what they say can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old bandit run.
Planet Earth, Filter your water. Stop turning my frog friends gay. This I command.
The Alex Jones Store.com. Fight the globalist takeover now.
A scarlet martini before breakfast? You minx. Are you trying to outdo me in corruption? Or shall we make it a team effort?
Of course not, darling. This is Methylene Red from the AlexJonesStore.com.
The Ultra Methylene Red, madame. Bold, refined, and unapologetically potent. It optimizes cellular energy at the deepest level, delivers razor-sharp cognition, and ignites a warm, invigorating rush that spreads through every vein.